Hello.
Hi, this is Alex calling from Arch Top Fiber. Am I speaking to Dan?
Yep, that's him.
Hi, Dan. I just had something come across my desk, and I noticed you were having issues with something about your spectrum channels or something like that, or channels.
Yeah, it was weird. Like I said, nothing major, heavy with the service, but I figured I'd give you guys the info. It seems like some of the channels on the Spectrum app have like turned off and I can't access them. It's nothing major, right? It's like nothing that I really use, but I figured I'd make you guys just aware of it.
And was that is that like the Spectrum app, like you're using like the are you still have like some services with Spectrum or something?
Yeah, I have Spectrum cable, but I use the app. I don't use the boxes.
Use the boxes. Did they turn off the channels by chance?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I still have to turn my stuff in. I just, still rocking for the first couple of weeks with both,
Of course, of
with
course.
so
Yeah.
I gotta bring them in by the end of the month. But yeah, I mean, we just go through the app, and like I said, it's weird. It's like if I go down to a couple channels, there's probably about a solid 10 of them, maybe a little more, but it looks like about 10 of them. There's like a little dial. It almost looks like a clock, and that channel is darker than the other ones that are available. Like it's a darker blue.
Yeah, because you switched your internet, it might be reading it as of like a out of home. I know the app pretty well because I live in an area that only has Spectrum. So I know that like if you're out of your home, it's gonna certain channels turn off. So it's probably reading that even though you're connected to your internet, which is your home internet, because it's not Spectrum's home internet and the way our internet is set up, the network reads as an outside network as opposed to like.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? So that's probably what it is. I mean, there's no real way to like circumvent that, which is what I figured you're trying to do. Like when I, 'cause like I just read it briefly, and the way the messages come into us, sometimes the words get jumbled. So
Got you.
yeah. So I have to kind of read between the lines to understand what you're saying in the message. You probably put it in pretty coherently. It's just when it comes through to us, it's like it really looks like words on a page. Just everywhere, but yeah, no, that's what I figured it was. Yeah, no, but if anything, you can always just tell them, hey, like I have internet with us, and it's is there any way you can kind of fix that on their side? There is a fix for it. I forget the fix. It's been a while,
Yeah,
but
and
yeah.
then there shouldn't be any issues with having the Spectrum app in general with the fiber internet, correct?
No, not at all.
Good, good.
As long as you're keeping one service with Spectrum, I'm pretty sure you should be able to access like whatever you want to access. It's just that some channels on the app just might read as out of home, and you might not be able to access those certain channels. There are most of your core channels you'll be able to access. Just some of them might read as out of home, like you're not with you not in your home internet, just because of the
Gotcha.
way our network is currently set up. But I mean, for the most part, that's the only issue you're going to run into.
All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, besides that, once or twice where things weren't booting up, but I'm sure that's just customary, across the board.
Yeah, we're going through a lot of, it's a startup, so you have to understand that we're going to go through a lot of updates. We're going to be updating pretty much almost every month
Gotcha.
until we're a full-fledged thing, you know what I mean? So
Yep, absolutely.
that's just the nature of the business. But other than that, are you experiencing any issues? Like, like the internet has been slow, patchy? No? Yes?
No, it's been all right. It's been good.
Okay, good, good. All right, man. Well, that's really all I called to check up on. Feel free to give us a call back, 1-855 Arch Talk. You can always just ask for me. Like I said, my name is Alex. I'll be glad to help with any of your concerns, okay?
All right, I appreciate it, Alex.
No problem, man.